Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Dennis, this is Don Holman.
Don, how's it going, sir?
Well, I hope all right. How about you?
Not too bad.
Good.
Not too bad. Well, we're both on the East Coast out here. I mean, West Coast.
Yeah.
So it's warmer than normal for us. But how's it up there in your neck of the woods?
Oh, you were?
Well, I was asking how it was.
Well, we're going to have a nice week. It's going to be mid-80s.
Okay.
No, yeah,
that's
all week,
too warm for me, but...
Oh, okay.
Well, we're down in San Diego, but...
You're really hot.
But I'm going to reconnect. Yeah, you did speak to us in the past, so we're just, you know, touching base with you again and, I guess, seeing how things are going and just checking back in with you guys.
Well, I'm looking at the moment for capital. I remember the Cardiff, but I don't remember who I talked with, and I don't know what we ever did.
Be honest, I wish I could help you out, but I can try to find out, but it was a while ago, I believe. I think it was about 3 years ago or so.
Might have been at least a couple of years, probably, yeah. What do you need to get started?
Well, if you're looking for capital, all we really look into is just the financials for the business for the most part. Let me see here, Don. Let's see what I have here for you. So we'll just need your application. I can either email that to you or fax it to you.
Why don't you fax it? Well, no, you better email it, yeah.
Email it? Okay. If you need to take that, you can too.
Pardon me?
If you need to take that phone call, you can. It's not a problem.
No, that's okay. I'm on my cell. If you want to just mail it, that's fine.
Okay. Sure, what's a good email address for you, Don?
I'm sorry.
What's a good email address for you?
P.O. Box 1836 in Lake Oswego, Oregon.
Oh, that's why you said email. I apologize.
Oh,
I was confused.
Yeah, well, mail is all right. That's fine.
I just don't have a way to, I mean, it's not automated to mail it out. I mean, I could do it. It's not a problem. But otherwise, if you have a fax or something, I could fax it to you or email it to you.
My printer is haywire on that, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Why not just stick it in the mail? That's fine.
Okay. I can do that for you.
That zip is 97035.
Gotcha. I actually did live in Lake Oswego and lived out there. I lived out there for a couple of years, then I moved to Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, okay.
But trying to remember the street I lived on. It was the main, basically when you go down the main street there and it comes to an end, you make a right, right around the lake, actually.
Oh.
It was a two-story house on the corner there, right past the bridge, actually.
You were on McVeigh then.
I believe it was. Gosh, this was back in 2002, this was a while ago.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, McVeigh goes up the hill to Stafford Road.
But, I loved it there.
Good.
I prefer it there than here.
a lot of people are coming in.
Yeah, they were when I was there, too, and that was a while ago.
Okay. So you'll just shoot the application to me?
Will do. Yep, I'll mail it out to you, and hopefully it's here by the end of the week for us. I don't see why I wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay. And then that'll tell me what to do?
Well, what we'd be looking at in your case would just be 6 months of bank statements, your most recent tax return, and... as far as how you filed taxes, did you file as a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC?
No, we file as a corporation, and the accountant is working on 2015 right now. So,
are they okay?
It's not quite ready. So,
was the difference in revenue quite a bit, or was it about the same
from the prior year?
Right.
Because we had a custom job. So.
Oh, did you? Okay, so it's probably better to wait for the 2015 tax return then.
Would think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the higher revenue we're able to show, the higher the loan amount you'll be approved for. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll look for that application then.
All right, buddy. Will do. I'll get right out
to
you.
You
too.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep. Bye bye.
You bet.